Hello, can you please state your name for the record?
Tiana Louise. Tiana Louise McLeese.
Thank you. And this interview is about you and your history about yourself. What is your ethnic background?
I'm African American.
What do you know about your ethnic background?
That my ancestry originated in parts of West Africa.
Okay. Who has been the biggest influence in your life?
My mother.
What lessons did you learn?
She taught me a lot about how to live an organized and successful life. She taught me a lot about how to succeed in the world. She taught me a lot about relationships and she taught me how to be strong and independent.
Which lesson was your favorite, or which lesson have you stuck through these years?
All of them.
Any specific one?
I really admired her professionalism and, you know, just core life skills she taught me about, like, how to do my resume, how to, you know, conduct myself on a job interview, how to balance my checkbook. Like, she gave me a lot of skills early that allowed me to be independent.
When you were younger, how would you imagine your life being?
When I was younger, I imagined me having a corporate job and being married with a husband and having kids and living an American suburban life.
How has your life been different from what you've imagined?
Well, I got the husband and kids. I definitely went into a career that I did not expect, and a career that offered me a lot more adventure and learning than I could have imagined for myself. And I actually am more alternative in terms of how I desire to live. So even though there's some elements of suburbia in it, I'm definitely more of a free spirit. And when I was younger, I didn't imagine myself being that way.
Okay. And what is your profession?
I am an executive corporate and communications consultant and life coach. I help professionals and individuals overcome their fear of public speaking, and I help them learn how to be themselves when they interact with their clients and in their relationships.
Okay. What is your favorite? What is your favorite part about this job? Or any highlights or something that you see yourself accomplishing by doing this profession?
I love the connection that I'm able to create with my clients. I love helping people break through and beyond childhood trauma and just fears and insecurities that they've carried for a long time that have prevented them from really being authentic with themselves and with other people. I love that the work I do inside of corporations has the power and the capacity to actually shift the way some of the businesses we interact with today interact with their communities. So I feel that by, you know, working with leaders inside of corporations, I'm having a direct impact on positive change for communities that I care about.
Okay. We're going to move, shift towards the life questions. What were your parents like? Were your parents, where were your parents from? Have they told you any stories about growing up from where they were from?
Yeah, my mom came from a very rural background. She grew up in a, well, she didn't grow up, but she was born into a family who was from Mount Vernon, Alabama, and they were like farmer, sharecropper type people, African American and Native American mix. My mother's parents moved to California when she was, I think, like 4 years old, but they would often go back to Alabama. And so my mom would always talk to me about being on the farm with her grandmother and, you know, helping to feed the chickens and just doing, like, farm life stuff. And then she would always tell me stories about what it was like to be one of the first African-American families to move into East Oakland back in the 40s and what being alive during segregation was like for her.
Okay. Have you ever been there, and what was the experience like?
Yeah, I've been to Alabama. Is that what you're asking?
More like, have you been to Mount Vernon?
Yeah, I've been to Mount Vernon many times. When I was a kid, my mom would travel there all the time to see my mom's grandmother, my great-grandmother, and my mom's other relatives. So I spent a lot of time in Alabama when I was a kid, and it was very rural and nothing like California, where I was from.
Okay. What were your best memories or worst memories?
My best memories, when I was a kid, my family was really close-knit and pretty large, so we used to have these really big family barbecues and picnics and parties, and my mom and my aunt used to entertain a lot, so those are some of my fondest memories.
Okay. What was it like growing up in for your childhood years?
Normal. I mean, you know, we moved to St. Louis when I was a kid, and so that took me out of Oakland and put me into a much more suburban type lifestyle where, you know, it was a lot safer to kind of play outside and just do things that most kids want to do, like ride bikes and, you know, we used to like shovel snow for money, and we just used to be outside a lot. I would walk to and from school. So, you know, that part of my childhood I appreciate.
Can you tell me any stories about family traditions, and can you tell me why they were important?
Yeah, one family tradition is every Christmas, my mom and my aunt would cook gumbo, and they would put all this great seafood, and our family from all over would come just to get a bowl, and you know, it was just the way, it was like a gumbo gathering, and it was something that I looked forward to the most. It was one of my favorite things about the Christmas season, and from what I understand, that was what my grandparents did, and so that's what my mom and my aunt did, and so now that's what I do, and it's just a tradition that is important to me because it's one that I always grew up with, and it was always centered around socializing with your loved ones.
If you could go back in time and change something in your past, what would that be?
If I could go back in time and change something in my past, yeah, I would probably change the years I spent in high school.
Can you explain more about that?
Yeah, you know, going through my teenage years was kind of tough for me, socially and emotionally, and so I checked out somewhat and spent like time with, I guess you could say, the wrong crowd. And if I could do those years over, I would stick with the things that I was interested in, like dance and theater, and I would have remained engaged with my academics. I mean, it all turned out fine in the end, but I feel like I probably would have gone down some different pathways and probably a lot sooner had I really stayed committed to what I was really, you know, interested in high school.